Time now for Flashback 40, our monthly look back through 4 decades of KGNU's programming.
I'm Shelley Schlender. This is For Your Health.
This is Disability Radio Worldwide, a program communicating about the issues, events, and political analysis affecting people with disabilities around the world.
Welcome to another talk from the Alan Watts Radio Series. Here's Alan Watts.
Now then, we have to get on to Buddhism.
Hi, I'm Robin Clare with Tributaries.
Hello, welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars to talk about some ideas on the drug war. Shingles, anxiety, food cravings. Some might be good, some not so good. Eczema or psoriasis, a wonderful herb tea.
Some of the sounds from the last 40 years of KGNU's wellness, consciousness and spirituality programming coming your way on our monthly Flashback 40 show, coming your way on the third Monday of every month. Good morning, I am Maeve Conran, and as we continue our Flashback 40 programming, I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Tammy Simon and Brigitte Mars, who are two trailblazers in radio production for health and spirituality and consciousness. Now, Tammy is, of course, the founder of Sounds True Audio. Brigitte Mars, author, naturalist, educator, and, of course, host of our weekly show, Naturally. Good morning to you both. It's great to have you in the studio.
Good morning.
Pleasure and an honour.
You both have a long, long connection to this local community and really to KGNU. Tell me, first of all, how did you first connect to KGNU? What was your first connection?
KGNU was located on the Boulder Mall, and I remember walking by and seeing the sign for community radio and walking up and talking to the music director at the time, Paul Metters. And Paul and I became friends, and he said, okay, let's see what you got, kid. And it was midnight, and he put me on the air and said, let's see if you can spin the records. And before you know it, I had a radio show, a music show called the After Hours Audio Amazon. So there I was, the After Hours Audio Amazon, filling one of the sleepless nights slots from midnight to 3 a.m. And then Bob Skatelsky, who hosted the Sunday morning In the Moment interview show with spiritual teachers, decided that it was time for him to quit. And there was an opening, and I grabbed it. I parachuted in and said that here I was, 21 years old, and that it was my dream to interview spiritual teachers and really try to continue the education that I felt I wasn't getting in an academic setting, where I could talk to spiritual leaders and visionaries about a lot of the deep existential questions that were of concern to me. And that's how the show Live from Planet Earth was born back in 1984.
Was there anything like that anywhere else on the radio at the time? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure New Dimensions existed, and it was part of the Sunday morning block of programming that there was a local interview show of spiritual teachers, then followed by New Dimensions.
And what reaction did you get from listeners back then to the folks that you were bringing
on? Yeah, well, quite honestly, you know, much to my surprise, I think, people really loved the show. And that was important to me, an important reflection, getting that love and support of the community, and in many ways is what gave me the courage to start Sounds True.
And you founded that 33 years ago?
Sounds True started in 1985, yes.
Wow. Well, it's wonderful to have had your participation in KGNU over the past 4 decades or so. And then, of course, continuing really with Sounds True, that has push that programming far and wide to every corner of the globe. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But Brigitte Mars, of course, you continue to have your weekly show on Wednesday mornings, naturally. When did that start?
Well, it was Tammy who actually invited me in to do a show, and I still have that show. And I remember back then, by then KGNU had moved over to be upstairs the Aristocrat,
right,
on Broadway and Spruce. And I would sometimes run from Alfalfa's and then go record, go do the show, usually live. And I thought, this is an amazing opportunity to be able to be a voice for nature and the environment and to educate the community about herbs. And I remember it was David Barsamian who said, just pretend you're talking to your neighbor over the fence. And that's what I do. Thank you, David, for that. And I remember I was also one of the first to record with Sounds True.
Your
partner at the time, Catherine, was a student of mine. And I saw this dream of Sounds True become amazing. And how important it is to be a voice and speak out, because you're so right, Maeve. There wasn't a lot going on. And things like echinacea and astragalus and elderberry were really new concepts. They were even, you know, somewhat suppressed. There was even this, you know, the pharmaceutical companies really didn't want all this to happen. So how amazing to be a part of speaking for nature and being a voice for the people and the plants.
Well, certainly certain herbal remedies are quite ubiquitous now. You mentioned there, like echinacea, you can get that in any mainstream grocery store. And yet, as you said, back when you were beginning all of this, this was not something that was really out there in broad community knowledge. I mean, what reaction did you get from listeners when you first started talking about herbal medicine and herbal wisdom on the radio?
It was really just gratitude from people. Thank you for speaking about this. I learned something. I was able to use this rather than going and taking a pharmaceutical. It saved me money. It helped my child. So that's why I keep doing it, because people still say, even if they don't know me, they sometimes recognize my voice, which I find is amusing. But they still say, thank you, this helped me.
Well, as we heard at the beginning of the show with that audio montage, you have covered such a wide variety of different topics over the years, really focusing, though, on herbal healing and, you know, sharing your knowledge with the community. And so, what have been some of the different sources of or inspirations that you've had over the years that you've been able to share with KGNU listeners?
Well, I like to get on different tracks. And so often in the springtime, I'll do a thing on all of the things that you think are weeds, which are really edible plants. Mm-hmm. I'm really big on that. And of course, all the environmental issues are really important to talk about. Like, please don't spray pesticides, and why we need to use greener things to clean our homes with. I've done whole tracks on psychoactive plants, because I think we need a new drug education policy. I'll do tracks on children's health or natural beauty or how to make some of your own body care products. So I often pick a theme, and then I'll do five or six shows in a row. And very often it has to do with the season, or it might have to do with whatever my latest book is about, maybe natural first aid or emotional health. So I will just offer something in segments, and the show's still very short. It's like 3 or 4 minutes, but you get a lot of information in there. They're power-packed PowerPoints.
How has KGNU impacted you then in your work as somebody who is involved with herbal medicine?
Well, I feel so blessed to be part of this mission, because KGNU really has been a voice for speaking about truth and justice and sustainability for so long. And that's something we really need. And so I'm inspired to be able to do that. And if I can make the world a little bit better while I'm here, I see that KGNU has allowed me to get this message of what I believe in so strongly out to as many people as possible. And I'm really glad to see how the station has grown. I recently visited the station in Denver, which I had never been to before, and just see, like, this is a wonderful tool, voice of the people.
That's Brigitte Mars, a world-renowned herbalist and regular contributor to KGNU. Her segment has been airing on Wednesday mornings for many, many years, naturally sharing her herbal wisdom. She joins us as one of our guests this morning on our Flashback 40 show. It's a look back that we're doing throughout the year at some of the programming that we've had. Our other guest, Tammy Simon, joining us in the studio. And Tammy, of course, went on to found Sounds True 33 years ago. So what impact did KGNU have then, obviously, on your life, Tammy, given your career now in this kind of programming through Sounds True?
Well, I got my start at KGNU, and I feel a tremendous debt of gratitude to how I was welcomed and the opportunity I was given to explore. Many times I'm interviewed and people will ask me about how I started Sounds True. And I started Sounds True through interviewing Jurka Rysavy, who became the founder of Gaiam. But at the time when I interviewed him for Live from Planet Earth, I was talking to him about crystals because he had huge crystals in his window at 18th and Pearl, and a big sign that was a yin-yang sign with a dollar symbol through the center, and on top was written Transformational Economy, TransEcon. So I was interviewing Jurka about crystals. And in that process, he and I became friends. And he was really the person who inspired me to start Sounds True from some conversations we were having together about how I had inherited a small sum of money, about $50,000 upon my father's death. And I was talking to Jurka about what I should do with that money. And he said, invest it in yourself. And that was how I began Sounds True. And so I credit this interview format and my introduction to Jurka with the beginnings, because what I flashed on when he said, put it into yourself, was that the thing I loved was audio. The thing I loved was communicating deep spiritual teachings through the human voice. And I discovered that at KGNU.
Well, so who were some of the other early interviews that you did on your Life on Planet Earth show that subsequently then became a part of your lineup at Sounds True?
Well, I interviewed Ram Dass and Stephen Levine and Arnold Patton. Those are some of the early people I remember who had a real direct influence on me.
And when you started Sounds True, I mean, how was that process in terms of how do you reach a broader audience? I mean, this was really pre-internet, pre-social media, pre-Twitter. How did you push your messaging out there? Because really, you have now listeners from all around the world with the audio collection that you have established and cultivated.
So at the time, you know, I'm a young person. I'm 22 years old. I don't know what I'm doing. And I just began by interviewing spiritual teachers who came through Boulder and also recording their workshops and using high-speed cassette duplication equipment and making copies at the workshop and selling them to people who were there. And over a couple of years, there was quite a collection of master cassette recordings from all of these workshops and interviews. And 3 years into all of this, I met someone who became my business partner at the time, and he said, you know, Tammy, you're sitting on a gold mine. And I said, I'm sitting on a gold mine? This looked like a bunch of cassette tapes to me. And he said, no, you know, we need to make a catalog. So we started with a direct mail catalog that we sent out to, you know, 30,000 people, 50,000 people, and we really grew through that catalog, the Sounds True catalog, to reaching a national audience. And it wasn't that big a leap 10, 15 years later to take that catalog online.
And essentially to digitize everything.
And then to digitize everything and to move from, and we've moved from different media formats over the years, from cassettes to CDs to downloads.
And of course, Sounds True has had a huge connection then onwards with KGNU. I think of Alan Watts. I mean, Alan Watts, as we heard in our little audio montage earlier, he's been a staple of KGNU. Tuesday mornings, 9 o'clock for I don't know how many years that has been broadcast. And I can't imagine any other radio station that would actually do that. And of course, how Alan Watts now available through Sounds True.
We've created several collections of highlights from his audio archive, as well as now a couple of books based on his work.
And how popular is Alan Watts outside of the KGNU community?
What's remarkable about Alan Watts is that his popularity is actually growing in the last few years, and especially among a younger generation. They just love him.
And what do you credit that to?
The depth of his realization, the humor of his delivery, his articulateness, and the fact that perennial wisdom is perennial.
That's Tammy Simon, who is the founder of Sounds True. She, as we heard, got her start here at KGNU. Live from Planet Earth was the radio show back in the day. And of course, now Sounds True has gone on to just grow and grow and yet still has very deep connections here. She's one of our guests this morning on KGNU's Flashback 40 show. I'm your host, Maeve Conran, and we are all year taking a look back through the KGNU archives and really remembering the impact that we've had over the last 40 years. And to that end, Brigitte, I mean, are you getting new listeners coming on board, like young folks saying, oh, I just, you know, have become involved or aware of herbal medicine or herbal remedies through your work? I mean, what's the kind of the generational progression that you've had?
It seems like there's people from all walks of life, and the reason I keep doing it is because people will say, thank you, I learned something on your show. I'm not getting a chemical lawn service anymore. I am eating more asparagus or using cranberries. So it's really very simple, but it's a little moment, and I really love when people say, I hear your show when I'm driving the kids to school. And even if it's just a little glimmer, and I feel that it enriches our entire community because we have a really savvy community now, people that really have knowledge of these tools that we can use for, I like to call them tools for transformation. And it might be as simple as having chia seeds for breakfast.
What do you see as the impact that your work has had on the community? I mean, over the last 30, 40 years when we've been broadcasting this type of programming on KGNU. Do you think that, you know, now we have so many avenues and outlets for alternative medicine here within this community? You know, I personally think that in many ways, your work and Tammy's work that has elevated the consciousness in many ways through your programming has impacted the community manyfold.
Well, I feel so blessed to live in a community where there's so many places to buy organic food, that there's bike paths, that, you know, there's a lot of conscious people here. And KGNU has certainly been part of elevating that consciousness and making it normal. And I realize that maybe I am in a bit of a bubble because I tend to see the people that want to use natural remedies. And I know that's not how it is for everybody, but I do see that there's an awareness of it, and people know where they can get information when they're ready for it. And if they don't know the answer, their neighbor maybe has listened to a show or two and has some information to share with them. And for me, it's a mission about, you know, when you take care of your health, you automatically care about the health of the planet and things like water and air and pollution. So my motto's long been, you know, if it's good for the people, it's good for the planet. And KGNU's been a big part of educating and uplifting our community into a state of higher consciousness, as well as what Sounds True has done, because the whole spiritual aspect of it, you know, is really where a lot of this begins.
But Tammy, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think having regular programming, whether it's Alan Watts, whether it is New Dimensions, of course, all our locally produced shows that are very much around these themes, I mean, how has that impacted the community over the years?
One of the remarkable things to me about the spiritual path and about spiritual inquiry is that there's no end to it. There's no end. It's not like you reach some depth and there isn't a greater depth yet to be discovered. So having resources that help people dive deeper and deeper and deeper is such a gift. The Dharma, or the great essential truths of being, it's one of the greatest gifts in the world to be able to encounter those teachings and to look at ourselves, really, to inquire deeply into our hearts. So by having this kind of programming, we're serving an essential need for nourishment, an essential nutrient that humans need, in addition to cranberries and chia seeds and asparagus, all of which we need to nourish our deep inner life. with questions of meaning that we can encounter directly. So KGNU is giving us that nourishment.
And it seems to me it's important now more than ever with the advancement of technology and everything boiled down to a tweet, everything boiled down to an immediate impact, to have a space where you can sit and listen for an hour, for, you know, longer to these kind of programmings. I mean, Brigitte, does that do something to your nervous system to be able to stop and think and to, you know, absorb these kind of conversations?
I think it's so important where we put our consciousness, and so many people are allowing themselves to be brainstormed with violence and negative music and profanity. And it's like, where we put our consciousness is going to affect our dreams, our thoughts, our meditations. So I feel really blessed that we get to be part of that. KGNU has given a voice to people that are offering solutions. We're not only talking about the problems, and yes, there are many and we need to be aware of them, but what are we going to do about it?
Well, for both of you, what are some of your favorite memories? Either the people that you've interviewed or maybe some behind the scenes interactions you've had. It's just being part of a community entity like this over the past 40 years or so.
Well, I remember we brought Terrence McKenna to Boulder, and Sounds True came and recorded that. And my son-in-law was one of the recorders, and that turned into a wonderful tape cassette set. And Terrence became a lifelong friend as long as he was here on the planet. And I remember that his message was really wonderful. He was helping to wake people up to an ancient tradition and bring a sort of a spiritual component to the psychedelic movement. And yeah, I'm glad that we kind of integrated all of that.
And tell me, what about you? Are there highlights that stand out over the many years you've been speaking to?
The memory that occurs to me is kind of funny in a way, which is I learned to edit tape at KGNU. And this is when we had reel-to-reel tape. And I would pre-record my show sometimes because I would be out of town on Sunday. So I had to pre-record it instead of doing it live, even though it was called Live from Planet Earth. And I remember editing tape. First of all, the very first time I edited it, I put the editing tape on both sides of the reel-to-reel tape, which you're not supposed to do. You're only supposed to put it on one side. So when I went back and listened to the whole thing, there were all these little blips, you know, because you're not supposed to do that. So I learned the hard way. And then I remember this is when Sounds True was above the Crystal Market in Boulder, and I used to go downstairs and buy popcorn and eat popcorn late at night while I was editing my show. And I would have to work very hard not to get the popcorn that was on my fingers on the editing tape. And I would have all of these different outtakes pasted onto a wall in front of me, and I had to figure out which one was which, not get popcorn on them, and finish my show so it would broadcast on Sunday. So KGNU is really where I cut my teeth and learned how to be an editor, and I have a lot of gratitude for that.
Well, just as we finish up and we're reflecting on our years here at KGNU and the community, 40 years, and both your participation over the last few years, I mean, what has changed the most, do you think, in terms of either health consciousness or spiritual consciousness, or, you know, and we talked about what endures in terms of Alan Watts, and look at all of these speakers that are now finding a brand new audience, new generations being introduced to them and finding their wisdom. But, you know, so we talked about what endures, but what's changed, do you think?
Well, I think there's been a mainstreaming of yoga and mindfulness meditation. Even yoga wasn't considered a part of mainstream culture back in 1985 when I was starting. It was something that, you know, the Hare Krishnas were chanting and putting themselves into strange postures, whereas now how many yoga studios are in Boulder? But if we take that even further, look at what's happening with mindfulness meditation. Now, once again, it's been mainstreamed. It's part of our conversation. Everyone knows that taking some kind of mindful breathing break is good for your health, you reduce your stress, etc. So those things have become part of the mainstream conversation. That's what's changed. What I think remains is that the depth of the spiritual journey and how much it really asks of us is not yet part of the mainstream dialogue. And what I mean by what it asks of us is the type of wholesale transformation of being a separate self into a fully interconnected self that is being used by the universe as a whole to express its benevolence for the good of all people. That's just starting to come, I think, into more of our awareness as we recognize that without that kind of wholesale transformation, moving into a full recognition of interbeing, we actually won't have a healthy culture. We'll continue to operate as separate beings who are doing our yoga and doing our mindfulness meditation for our own benefit, instead of recognizing that it's the complete transformation that's required to create the kind of just society we want. And I think that's what we're on the verge of, that kind, I hope, of that kind of wholesale transformation.
And obviously, you're still seeing a huge popularity amongst the speakers that we've mentioned here that you have at Centro.
Oh, yeah, there's a growing interest, and we need to have that growing interest.
Well, Brigitte, what about you? What's endured and what has changed?
Well, I'm very hopeful because I've had the pleasure of teaching at Naropa since the 1980s. So I see this new generation coming in where they are interested in meditation and permaculture and yoga and natural lifestyle. So I see that it's not fringe anymore, that you can get yoga magazines everywhere. And all of that's good for people. So it's not just people that were around in the 60s that are doing it. It endures. A lot of the values that we had that we so believed in are being part of a new and younger generation.
Well, it's been a joy having you both on this morning and involved with KGNU and the community, and to see your work going so far and wide over the last few years. Tammy Simon is the founder of Sounds True. As she has said, she got her start right here, live from planet Earth many years ago at KGNU. And of course, Brigitte Mars, and naturally has endured over many, many years. You can still hear it on Wednesday mornings here at KGNU. Thank you both for coming in and sharing your memories today. We're so grateful for the long collaboration that both of you have engaged with us and the wider community. We're going to go out now with the very first song ever played on KGNU 40 years ago, May 22nd, 1978, when we went live. It's the GNU Suite by Kenny Wheeler, Keith Jarrett and friends. And you can hear Flashback 40 on the third Monday of every month at 8:35 here on KGNU. Thank you so much. This is Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.